It's 8:55, 30 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. It's time to check in on the commodity markets here on this Wednesday. We bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Bottom line this morning, we come into some global news that's a little bit challenging. Defensive trade in the wake of North Korea's bomb test and subsequent sell-off of global equity markets. Currently, we've got prices, like I said, mildly defensive. March corn, 352.5, down a half. May corn, 358, down a half. And next December corn, 372.25, down a half as well. Looking at the soy complex, January beans down 2.25 at 865.5. March beans at 856.25, down 1. And next November, 872.25, down 2.75. Wheat market also defensive. March wheat down 1.75 at 495.5. Next July, 472.5, down 1.75. Hog market looks like it's going to be mixed, with the cattle market mildly defensive in the wake of the equity market. Crude market, 34.86, down 1.11 basis to Feb. As I said, that's mildly defensive in the wake of the global equity market sell-off and weak Chinese economic data. The North Korean bomb test rhetoric is the catalyst for the equity market's demise. We expect it to remain weak, subsequently challenging commodity markets. Crude, once again, like we say, below $35. OPEC reduction appears to be in full speed ahead mode, and consumption is pretty much steady. The Chinese economic data continues to surprise in a negative way. Concern is growing that they may have overstated their economic growth rate significantly for an extended period of time. When we step back and look at the economic growth, we think it's kind of interesting that they've been posting, 5% and 6% or 7% growth rates when everybody else is in the ones and twos at best. So I think realistically, the market's stepping back and trying to evaluate that. Stepping forward or looking forward, we've got the USDA supply demand reports coming out next Tuesday. Keep in mind that's going to be a pretty big barrage of information with quarterly grain stocks, wheat acres, and the regular USDA supply demand report. Also keep in mind, too, that this is the final numbers for last year's production supply and demand figures, so it does carry quite a bit of weight. What we thought going forward was that they probably wouldn't give as much of a positive bone, but I think more of a mixed picture is to be expected because there's a lot of information on the table. After that, considerations are that without some economic growth or without the stimulus going forward, commodity prices are going to remain defensive and range-bound. So bottom line is we're looking to sell rallies, and we're just cautiously optimistic that we can manufacture one. On that note, I would look at the Commitment of Traders report Monday afternoon. We've got a large short position by the funds in both the corn and the wheat market. In fact, the wheat market is record shorts. There is some room for some short covering, but with yesterday's lethargic performance, I think the bounces are going to be limited. That's about all we got for you this morning. So thanks much.
All right, Bill, thank you, and have yourself a great day.
You too.
That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday morning to take a look at the commodity markets. And yeah, really, at this point, the only green on the board at this moment is soybean meal, which is up 70 cents at 266. In weather here locally this morning, mostly sunny skies here, and our forecast for the early going today, then increasing clouds this afternoon with a high of 40 degrees, south winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, the low 29. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of rain in the afternoon with a high of 42 degrees. Rain likely for tomorrow night. Temperatures stay nearly steady in the upper 30s. 50% chance of rain for Friday. Cloudy skies and a high of 46. A possible rain-snow mix on Saturday, and then we'll turn colder for the weekend. Sunday's high, just 23 degrees under partly sunny skies, and it looks like it'll stay cool for Monday and Tuesday of next week. Right now, 30 degrees on Friends Plaza as we approach 9 o'clock. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. You can find our ag programming online at willag.org. Have a great Wednesday.